Some 260 people from China and Sweden have taken part in this year's conference, touring waste and water treatment facilities as part of Sweden's EcoCity program. Chinese Ambassador to Sweden Chen Yuming says the Green Cooperation Initiative provides a valuable experience for everyone involved.
This conference is important for bilateral relations, for collaboration between business people from two countries and for companies from two countries. And will be an important event to promote further the bilateral collaboration between China and Sweden toward a new partnership and toward a new economy.
Sweden's Minister for Enterprise and Innovation, Mikael Damberg, says they hope to make Sweden a development model for the rest of the world.
We need business partners in the private society, collaboration between Swedish companies and Chinese companies, but we also need a scale-up potential, because if we really want to challenge societal challenges and face them on, it's not enough to do it with 10 million people in Sweden. We have to do it in a bigger scale.
Damberg says China is primed to become even more involved in Sweden's social and economic growth, noting the ties that already exist, such as Geely's purchase of Volvo a few years ago. Green Cooperation Conference organizer Elisabeth Söderberg suggests Swedish interest in China is also on the rise.
In total we are 260, and half of them are from China or Chinese companies, and half is from Sweden. And so that is more than double what we had the first time we arranged the conference.
The conference itself is a combined effort involving the Chinese Embassy in Sweden, the Sweden-China Trade Council, the Sweden-China Green Tech Alliance, and the Swedish Environment Institute, IVL. IVL Vice Chair Osten Ekengren says the conference, aside from providing insight into environmental advances, is also a good opportunity for business leaders to share ideas.
We saw that we have more and more cooperation with China, so we wanted to establish a conference where we can share experiences and also more and more develop solutions together. So this year we have chosen three areas where we can contribute from both sides. And many of the Swedish companies are organized by the Swedish-China Trade Council, so it's a good opportunity for them to meet Chinese companies and decision makers.
Corporations such as Ericsson, Huawei, and the Bank of China have also lent their support to the three-day conference, which has included tours of some of Sweden's most advanced waste and water treatment facilities. For CRI, Chen Xufei, Stockholm.